Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's having a wonderful week. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us. Just love this time of year. Love this time of year. I was telling someone earlier, I said, just wake up. You don't know what's going to be a little different. A little rain, a little cool, a little warm. But I just love this time of the year. Let's all get ready for service tonight. If y'all would, if you can, let's stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to welcome everyone that's watching online to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Whether you're watching now live or at a little later date, we just welcome you. As you can see in our sign, I'm sure it shows up on the screen, but it's not about us. It is all about Him. And we step out of the way and let the Lord just take over. And that's what we like to do here. We believe in prayer. And as we go on this Wednesday nights, kind of as a tradition, does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am. I understand. But God knows all the unspoken also. I have a young man at work, been there, well, he was there when I started, so I've known him for close to 20 years. Name's Alan. He's in his late 40s, early 50s, but yeah, I mentioned to y'all about him having cancer. I talked to him. I had to go by there last week to the office, and he was telling me that with the treatments he's going through, and they've moved the stage. He's a higher stage now than he was. And he said it. He does the energy level. He's had to cut his work back to 3 days a week. And he's, of course, like most of us, your primary breadwinner. But God's got it. And we had a good talk, and I know he's faithful. So I just want to lift him up. His name's Alan. We'll get ready to do it. Prayer request. And also all the unspoken prayer requests, just show by raising your hand. You know, gosh, God knows and sees each and every one. Brother Eddie, I'm going to ask you if you'd lead us in a...
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your bounty. Thank you for this opportunity to gather here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray, Lord, that you would be with us on this service. God, there is God. God, I pray that you will be done. Father, I ask God that you would bless every word spoken tonight, every song sung. Let it be for your honor, for your glory. Father, we do pray that you would reach out to those who are in need of prayer tonight. All of these spoken requests, God, we need those who are sick, those who are in the hospitals and the nursing homes. God, we know that you're a human God, and I pray right now, God, that you would minister to each and every need. Father, most of all, those who are still lost and unborn, God, I pray for stirring of their hearts, God, convicting of their souls, God, to help them find an old-fashioned altar to God. Father, again, we ask, Lord, that you just lead us and guide us and direct us in this service tonight. We'll look to you to give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. While you're standing, ask Miss Penny, just give me just a second before you start the song, but we're going to go to page 120, Victory in Jesus. But I did want to mention tonight, as we hear testimonies, and we know God has done so much, and seeing the many hands that were raised tonight and knowing the many prayer requests that's going forth. And I just want to know, as we always, as we said earlier, it's not about us, it's all about Him. But as we go to the Lord in prayer, and as we stand here and be in one mind and one accord tonight, I just want us all just to worship the Lord and just know that He hears our prayers. He knows our needs. And He's already preparing everything that we need in this journey of life, as long as we give Him first everything that we are and everything that we have. So that's why there's victory in Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and sing Victory in Jesus tonight, page 120. Tell somebody how much Jesus loves them and how much we love each and every one of you. We're just grateful you're here tonight. Praise God, praise God. We're going to get ready and take up our evening offering. Don't forget, ladies, the Ida Bell meeting will be this Saturday at the 6th at 10:30 a.m. over in the Curtis Center. As y'all know, the Ida Bell's been moved to Saturday, so make plans to come. It'll be this Saturday over in the Curtis Center at 10:30 a.m. And that's the only announcement. All righty. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Thank you, Brother Jim. You would just ask the Lord to bless it. That's good timing. Yes, Lord. I'm calling on a couple of special singers, please. Miss Susan, if you would, come on up. And Brother and Sister Morrow, if y'all have a song for us, if you would, after that. And then Sister Linda, please.
Verses. When I was first singing that song, I could only get two. But I thank him for blessing me and able to sing all three verses because I love that song.
Amen. It's a joy to be in God's house tonight. Well, that's the way it is. That's the joy of the Lord. He'll give you joy in time of trouble. Every day, He's a comfort. He sends a comforter to give us comfort. We got to keep that joy. Go ahead, brother. Today we'll breathe. Another change.
troubled world, the field of life, oh, in time, the crown of the earth. Never could be the time and fate never came stay away from me. Nothing can erase or take away this joy. The battle rages long and hard. I'll send unmarked back home. And though his fiery darts may pierce me, I'll not once admit defeat, but hold the battle.
Up here, didn't we? Oh my goodness, the only way that we can make that joy and that life complete is with Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that everybody here tonight and those watching have the love of Christ in their heart. Listen, as I try to sing, I'll take Jesus. As they gambled for the robe he wore, they choose the word he as the soldiers drove the nails. Will we learn from what we've done?
No, I don't get to. Well, I get to hear her voice, but not singing.
Why?
Brian, Will's. Shepherd of my valley, everybody sing because I'm having a lot of drainage and coughing. So I mean, y'all sing too now. That's what I meant. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen with arms folded round me. He wraps me in his bosom. What would I? Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when my tears flow like a river and my burdens are high as a mountain? And when the ones I've counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. Without Jesus, what would I do? What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone.
He feeds me when I'm thirsty.
I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen with arms folded round me.
In his bosom, what would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley?
I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, If you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Pretty soon now, I'll reach the hill Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of flesh could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. Amen. How many's thankful for Calvary? In the garden for so long. It's good to see you tonight. All you people in the back, it's wonderful to see you. I just want to let you know, are y'all camera shy? Because when the live stream shows, it just shows the first three benches here, I think, you know. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to change the cameras around and shoot toward the back. What do y'all think about that? We love you. We're so thankful that you're here tonight. Our Wednesday night service, the crowd has been up, and I'm thankful for that. We appreciate you coming. Well, Sister Elaine told me that Brother Jim has just been a buzz. He's just had so much energy, so we're going to work him really hard tonight. I've asked him to bring the word tonight, so he's done the preliminaries and the calling on the singing, and now he's going to preach. So, Brother Jim, come and take your liberty in the Lord. Let the Lord bless you. Amen. Pray for Brother Jim tonight as he brings the word.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Been a buzz. I like that. I think she told me coming over here she's got to get a job. I think her time with me is nice, but she said we're starting to talk alike, answer the same questions the same way. So she said she's getting nervous about that. But I'm very blessed to have my wife with me. For those of you who don't know, she's unfortunately not working right now, but God's working on us too. So we just love the Lord. Hope everyone's doing well. I say the same thing. What a great Wednesday night crowd. Glad to have y'all with us. Those of you watching online, just love it, love it, love it. I really love the Lord, and I'm honored every time I get an opportunity to stand up here for y'all. I love the opening and the closing and all the things. One day I'm going to learn how to sing, so that'll help too. But I just like to lead and just love y'all so much, and I love your spirit, and thank you for your prayers. But I'm going to ask you a few words so we can get right into the Word. I'm going to ask you if you would to turn to Luke chapter number 2. We're going to start with verse 25. It's a very, very familiar verse. At least it is to me, and I use it so many times as a testimony. And I just want to get right into the Word tonight. I've got something to say to go along with this, but I just want God just to bless us and just let His Word just go forth. So Luke 2, 25 is where we're starting. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he see the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all of his people. And listen to this. It says, and the light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And then it says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. Praise God for his word. Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord to bless this message?
Dear Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise also. Praise the Lord. I know I say that a lot, but I really believe, and in my heart, I believe in worshiping God, and I believe in giving Him all the honor and all the glory and every so many things as we go about. This scripture is familiar, and a lot of times when you get into the early part of Luke, we're reading about Jesus and his birth, and this is more of a, some people consider it a Christmas story, but though every word in the Bible is to be used and to edify each and everything that goes forth. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I was thinking, I don't know about y'all, do you ever have a scripture, whether you've heard it in a message, it might have been in your morning devotional, it might have been something that you read, heard. Hopefully you're reading the Bible and it's just a word that just sticks in your mind. Well, I'll be honest with you. This has been on my heart. And it's just been hard for me. I've actually looked for other. When Brother Eddie asked me, and I always like to have my notes down. But, you know, I can look back at my notes sometimes. And they don't mean to me today what they meant the day I wrote them down. You know, something special you go back to. We all have our favorites, like the songs and everything that we do. But as we look at it today, I want us to look at this scripture with a different aspect. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about, I have always used as a testimony. It's just another witness that, as it says, Christ is born. That the Messiah has been born and given to the people. And he came for you and I each and every time. But in this message, I'm going to get right back to the scripture, but I want to kind of do a little intro. I've had an opportunity very recently. Matter of fact, this morning it was about almost a two-hour conversation on the phone to talk to a young man that's going through a lot right now. And, a lot of times I just wanted to talk, let him talk before I really got into it. He would ask a question, I would try to answer, and he's going through something that's completely, I believe he feels is the victim in this situation. And I know as I look out at this great crowd tonight, we've all gone through different things and different challenges. We all have walked a different walk to get here. God's brought us all here for a reason. And we love First Pentecostal, but we love God more than that. This is just His house. And this is just a place for us to gather. This is His sanctuary. But as I was talking to this young man, and he was going through some of the situations that he's going through, and it gave me an opportunity really to talk to him, and eventually trying to work it in and not being too bold, but yet not wanting to scare him off, it gave me an opportunity to bring up the Lord and to bring up Jesus. And he's got kids. He's working hard. He's doing all the things he should be doing. And as he piles all these things up, and he has dreams like we all do. Each and every one of us have a different direction we possibly intended to go, or maybe we're exactly on path, whether it be with your career, with your family, with the number of children, whatever the situation is, you know, whether it's a grandparent, all the things that we do in life. But as the message title tonight, I just want us to look at our journey for a minute. As I mentioned, I've got situations in my life. I could tell you a whole story. I like to talk. We'd have to build a fire, and then as it starts burning down the next morning, y'all might get me to hush. But I'm so blessed, but God has brought me through so much and so many opportunities and so many things I've floundered that I could completely miss that I should have done. But as I talked to this young man, and I was thinking about this message, and I already had this scripture on my mind, and I finally just, and I'm going to be honest with you, The approach I want to do in bringing the Lord's Word is letting His Word do most of the speaking, do all the speaking. I just want to kind of intro in and let you know where my heart is. But it's just given me an opportunity to pray and to actually seek myself and look at different situations. But you know, these scriptures, and I've got one more if we get a chance to get over there, but have you ever thought about your life and your journey? You know, as we seek God right now, and I don't know each and every situation here. You're here on a Wednesday night, and I know it's a free will. But we don't just come to church to just say we came to church. And I know here being on, I've always said that about a Sunday night crowd and a Wednesday night crowd. They all come by choice. Sometimes Sunday morning, and I'm guilty of it, Mom and Dad would offer Elaine and I a dinner, and we'd go to David's house and get some fried chicken. And that was a good reason. Come on over and we'll feed you. And I've said that many, many times. But as we drew closer to God and He kept calling us, I wanted to be that prepared in everything that I am. And even though with my faults, even the times I've stumbled, God's always still had His call out for me. But it started with the birth of Jesus. And that's where my heart is. And that's what really opened up my eyes to know that God gave us Jesus, His only begotten Son, perfect Lamb, to take the place of everything that I've done wrong and every sin that I've committed and every situation. And He's paid a price that there's no way I could pay. But as we look at our lives, and I want you to look at it, I'm just going to ask you, are you a carefree person? You just enjoy life? Are you struggling with something? Are you one of those that wakes up in the morning and says, oh, Lord, it's another day? Are we one that wakes up, great, Lord, it's another day? As we look at our journey, and we all know where we come from, and hopefully, we all know where we're heading, and it's the way that God has prepared for us through Jesus Christ. And as I think about this, and I was talking to this young man, as we finally got into a point where I just boldly came out and asked him, I said, have you prayed about it? All these situations you're talking about, have you really sought God and asked Him to direct you? Have you thought about the doors that you thought were open, these opportunities that you're talking about when you've made a call to do something that really you realize later I was better off where I was? Did you sit down like we do with counselors or like we may do with, when we go to apply for a job, you know, they're looking at us like we should be looking at them too because we are something. We should be asking them questions as well as they're asking us questions to see if we're hireable. We should be talking to them and seeing if there was somewhere I want to, you know, spend my time and work. So I'm talking about all that because I want to get into this scripture. And as I talked about yourselves, and I see your faces, and I know that I hope I'm stirring something up in your mind. I don't know what's going on with each and every one of us, but I feel like this message is for tonight with no doubt in my mind. But I want to talk about Simeon for a minute. It says in 25, it says this man was devout, he was just first, then he was devout, and he was waiting on the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. To get into that situation, he knew God. But the other thing, too, with him being just and devout, and then he says waiting on the consolation of Israel. When you look up consolation in just the Webster dictionary, it's talking about it's something that's to comfort a person, maybe receiving something that was taken away from you, or maybe a loss or a disappointment. It's like Elaine, when I asked her what it meant to her, she said it meant like the second place prize. You know, the consolation prize. But in this case, if you read it in the Bible, it's for Israel's gone through so much, and God was giving them their gift, their promise, is everything that they had. So as I was reading that, and I was looking at him, and I was talking to this young man at the same time, but I'd already read this scripture multiple times. And as I look at it, and it was God's blessing on him. His promise, his journey in life was to be obedient to God. God had promised him he would not call him home or that he would die before he saw Jesus. It's God's promise. So where's your journey? Are you living for God now? Are you living for the ultimate prize? Are you living for heaven? Are we living to do everything that we can for the Lord? Are we using every opportunity we have to speak out for Jesus? Or when people want to ask us questions, or maybe we're consoling someone, if somebody's lost a loved one, or someone's going through a job situation or a family situation, can we be that witness? Are we waiting for God just to place in our hands. And just think about what he did. As he lifted up Jesus and took him up and in arms, and he blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. What a promise. We have that for us right now, today, and every day that we walk, that if we give our life to the Lord and we completely surrender everything we are and we earnestly ask God to come into our life and ask for forgiveness, we have that same promise. That he's going to take care of us till he calls us home. Is it going to rain? Yes. Is there going to be a storm? Possibly. Are we going to be in a situation in life that we don't even know the answer, but we know that we've got the ultimate? And that's the Holy Spirit living within us, and God there, the Creator, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We can go to him and say, Lord, I don't know how to handle this situation. When I talked to the young man, and I really said, and I just came out and asked you, do you pray? Have you talked to God about this? And the answer was, I went to church last week. I said, that's a great start. I said, you need to read the Bible. You need to get anywhere. I said, I can talk to you. It's not heavy. It's not harder than you think it is. Our life the world is really messed up. I mean, if anybody's watched the news today in Atlanta, we need to pray for those victims, for those families. We pray for everything that happened there with that shooting. And it's just unbelievable the things that we're seeing. And I know with modern television technology, you know, it used to be if I wanted to listen to something, I'm at an age where I remember when there were just three stations. And I also remember AM radios. And if it's a good rainy night or cloudy night, you could pick up some good ball games. Chicago, I think we could pick up on the radio. But now you can flip on anything, and it's all plastered. Today, more than ever, we need to be strong in our faith. We need to look at our journey and see where we are today. If you listen to all the messages, the wonderful messages coming out from this pulpit, from our pastor and him honoring God, and the message going forth, it's a call to turn to Jesus. And as we look at our life now, we have to be honest with ourselves. Am I obedient? Am I seeking God? When I stumble, am I turning back to the Lord, or am I letting the enemy drag me into that pit? It's so easy to be distracted with this day-to-day life. You know, jobs, work, I-20, and that's a mess. Now we're getting this way in Villa Rica with all the traffic. And we get so distracted, and then all of a sudden, have I talked to Jesus today? And I was thinking about this. He was ready. And I know it says the Holy Ghost was upon him, but that's because he was given everything he had and he honored God in all that he did. I want y'all to see that. I got so many things. There's no way my mind is not letting. I'm saying, Lord, use your word to talk to us. But if you go to 32, I never can I be honest with you. I've read over it. I'm reading it with the Easter story so many times. It's just another testimony that this is the child of God, that this is the Lord's Christ, God's Christ, as it says. But in 32, in his wisdom, being filled with the Spirit, it says, a light to lighten the Gentiles. That's me. That's us. It was for us. It was proclaimed there, just like it was back in Micah and all the other parts in the Old Testament. But it says, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. Yes, Jesus said. But even as he sent out the disciples, he sent them to the uttermost parts of the world. Even Samaria. You know how that was with him and the Samaritans. But he just sent his word to everybody. He wanted it to go out. He wanted it to be told. And as I read this, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper in my heart. I've read it so many times. And I saw it in the Amplified, a light for revelations to the Gentiles, to disclose what was before unknown and to bring praise and honor and glory to your people. And that's what he did when he gave us Jesus. You know, I'm gonna say this, and I'm getting way, way ahead of where I wanted to be. Just like I asked the young man, says, where are you looking for your answers? And I wrote this down today. I probably wouldn't think about it this morning, but it says, are you looking for answers with Jesus? Or where's your focus? Or are you just trying to come up with something that'll please today? I don't know about y'all, but in my life, it's God, family, then career. And sometimes you have to put something different. Maybe you're helping with relatives or taking care of someone. It would put your job further down the line. God will provide. That's what we got to stand on. Yes, I can make another $100 doing something else, but is it going to take me away from my family another 2 or 3 hours a day? Am I going to come in so distraught, so worn out, so tired? The only time I'm going to see my kids is when I'm yelling at them, why aren't you in bed? Or I get up the next morning and my wife's having to kick me out the bed 2 or 3 times because, and it's not even daylight till you've been to work for a couple hours. And I mean, I'm not complaining, but that's just the way life was with me. And I just had to, you know, we were just going, going, going. Finally, I got slowed down, and I give God the glory for that. It wasn't anything planned. Finally, it happened. Have you looked at your journey or look at it now? You know, I thank y'all for your attentiveness and that you're listening, but when I think about that and I think about this message, what would we do to find Jesus today? It's so much easier, I hope, the word going forth, the broadcast, as we do here, so many different places. But it's the same Jesus, the same God that created everything. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But I want to look at one more example of seeking God. And this is just the same story, except it's over in Matthew 2. And when we look at it, it's a big story. But it's like 1 through 12, and I may not read it all, but I'm just going to read bits and pieces. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and we're come to worship him. Wise men. I was looking up all the different stories and all the different things of who they were and all the different thoughts. But to simplify it for me so I could have all the in my mind, they studied the stars. They were wise. Some people say magi, I think, and they were talking about the different ones. But as they looked at the stars, and it says the new star. God's put his message up there for us today, the same as it did for them. But they left and they went searching for him. Looking at your life, have you looked for God? I don't know how you found the Lord. I don't know your opportunity. I know every one of them's got a testimony, what it was that turned your life around. Whether it be in a Sunday school class or a grandmother or an aunt or uncle, your parents. Maybe it was visiting a youth camp, vacation Bible school. But as we seek the Lord, but they came, and it says, when the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all his chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets. And in 6 it says, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. There was fear put into the magistrate, to Herod, if you read that right now, because they're saying, what's fixing to happen? To a point that when they were done, everybody knows about all the children being killed, the male children being killed, and all the different things that was gathered together. It says, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, God, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you find him, bring me word again, and I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced in exceedingly great joy. And this is the verse that, in 11, that I have highlighted in my Bible, that as I was looking at this other, it just came. And it says, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And then when they had opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And also, in God's wisdom, he said, And being warned of God into the dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. I know in Sunday school lessons, I know that in our Bible studies, in our messages, Christmas plays, it makes it look, you know, I love the visuals. I've said this many times. I love plays, dramas. I love the music. But as I read this again today and talking to this young man this morning, this came to me and it just says, not that we just got to look for God and to be for Jesus, but he's there openly with his arms open wide for us just to come upon him, come to him. And as we look at our journey, I want us to seek this, and I want us to think about it very much. And I just want to, you know, and I'm not going to keep going on and on and on with the same verses, but I do want to get this point across. God's promise, Jesus Christ was born for us, the perfect Lamb. He lived for, when he ministered, it was for a little over 3 years. He was, you know, it had to be 33, as it talks about. And his ministry to us and all that he did, so much. But as you look at your journey, I don't want us to sit here and I'll be honest with you, I can be poochy-lipped, I can kick rocks, I can do those type things. But I guess this morning, this conversation was at a point to where I realized the only answer when you're being battled with something, the only answer you have, and that's in Jesus. We give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I can't handle this one. And I don't know about y'all. Brother Eddie has a great testimony about that. And it's when you're tying your shoes and you know you can do it. You keep tying and tying and tying. Finally, you got the biggest knot you've ever seen. He said you went to your dad, right? And if you'd come to him first time, you wouldn't have had that mess. And by the time they get it untied, and I know I'm the same way. I say, Lord, I got this. And then finally I had to say, Lord, you've got to take it. Help me. I've dug myself a hole right here. But God, and it's just like I said, I may not be the best one to bring this message like my heart is, but if y'all have seen and know how my heart feels about this, I just thought tonight would be a great opportunity. I didn't know who was going to be here, but a great opportunity for us to look at our life's journey. And really take inventory, I think, would be a word that we could use. You know, I told you about our five situation in our life, we weren't expecting a check to stop all of a sudden. You know, you can't plan for things like that. But what you can do when situations hit, you can take what you have and everything that you've got from this point forward and say, God, it's yours. You tell us how to live it. You tell us how to guide it. And use this scripture. These might be what some people would consider Christmas stories. But no, they're the Word of God. They're here for a reason. We can refer back to it in so many times. Not only the wise men leave and go on this great journey, but they obeyed God to a point that when he says, don't go back to Herod, go back another way. Because God knew what he was planning on doing. They obeyed God. That's what we have to do. When he says stop, if you're hard-headed like me, that when he tells me stop, he might have to slam that door right there in my face. But I want to get to a point to where I can hear him. I want to listen. I'm a talker. Y'all know that. I love to talk. And I don't plan it. It just happens. But there are times that I've actually had to tell myself, Jim, hush. Can you pray without asking for stuff? Can you just start praising and just let God take over? You'll be amazed at things that go through your head, or at least I. Looking at scripture, looking at a message, looking at a thought as God gives it to us, because one that came to me this evening, I wrote it down real quick, and it goes along with me talking about advertising or looking at your life or your journey, is a scripture that I want to use, and I need to put it right in my face. Foolish is the man that built his house on the sand, right? Where'd the wise man build his house? On the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Look at your journey. No matter what you're going through, yeah, it's bad. It looks bad. And, you know, hearing a family that lost two relatives right there at one time, seeing what happened on the news today, getting those phone calls, getting these opportunities, financials, nothing. You know, prices going up. We can make it. God's got it. He's already got a plan anyway. We just want to be obedient. So I'm going to ask you tonight, I'm going to get ready and hush, and I've got so many other thoughts, and I just, for me, I get carried away, and then they jump out of order. But I want you to know that I just want each and every one of us, take inventory of your life. The excitement of new grandbabies, the excitement of children, the graduation's coming up this next couple of weeks. The kids graduating, that's all that's on anybody's mind, making the plans and doing all these things. You know, where they just had tryouts at the high school for cheer, made that team, then all of a sudden my son says, he said, well, we got this. Now you got this big bill in front of you because you have to pay for all this stuff when they make cheer again. Football's going on. All this stuff going on right now. That's great, but let's look at our life and put God first in all that we do. And I just want you, as we get ready to close, is just to look at your journey as my word, but look at it. See where you are. Take stock. I know there are times I fall on my knees and say, God, I just need your help. I need your protection. I want to get out of the doldrums, or I want to get out of this situation, or I want to do that, or I want to praise him for a beautiful day. I want to praise him for another day, just for another opportunity we have to be a witness for the Lord. And if you haven't made that decision tonight, if there's anyone in this room or in the sound of our voice, it's so much easier than I used to think it was. Because in my mind, everything's complicated. You have a reason. You got A, B, C, D, and all this stuff. No, Jesus is saying, come to me with all your burdens, those that are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. And he will take our life and completely change it. Those temptations will come at you. Those things that you know you need to flush, get rid of, those things you need to turn off the TV, or those things you get out of your house. Make a commitment to God, just you, and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And go from that point on. You know, it doesn't matter what happened this morning. It doesn't matter what happened this afternoon. What matters is our choices now. And as we seek God and know how much he loves you, a lot more than I can put it into words. His word is sufficient. But even the three wise men carried the gifts and presented them to the child. They didn't have to find a fine castle or nothing. But they found Jesus. And that's all we need to do is find. I love y'all. I want to ask you if you would stand, if you would, please. Sing the song tonight, Victory in Jesus, on purpose. I love that song. We've sang it at nursing homes. We've sang it here many, many, many times. But I was thinking about that song and going along with this. In our journey, these tough times, rough times, somebody in here may be facing something right now, but you can't see the answer. Or maybe you just got over something and you know in your fear that the next storm's going to be bigger and maybe wash you over. But I'm going to ask you if you will. Y'all would just bow your heads. If anyone this evening needs prayer, and know that we love each and every one of you, we will pray with you. Just show by raising your hand. I'm not going to call you out or anything. Sees and knows each and every one. If anyone needs prayer tonight, like to come to the altar, this altar is open. The thing I love about our church is that we have a praying family here. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity we have to gather together. Lord, I thank you for each and every one here. Lord, from here down to the young ones in their classes. And Lord, we love and praise you. Lord, we thank you again for this beautiful day and for this opportunity. Lord, you see the hands that are raised. You know the prayer request that's already gone forth. Lord, we've already placed in your hands. Dear Lord, we're asking you just to take each and every one. Dear Lord, comfort us, guide us. And dear Lord, open those doors of opportunity as we seek them. Dear Lord, be with those that have lost loved ones. Those that are struggling, dear Lord, from surgeries, recovery. Lord, those in nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Amen. We're on a journey, every single one of us. Amen. I was thinking as Brother Jim was bringing the word, it's the journey right now and in your life. You're building memories. Believe me, when you get to that age, you're going to really love and appreciate those memories. Now, not everything is going to be a pleasant memory, but I have found out something. The older I get, I can't explain it, but the mind somehow filters out or either makes less important the bad things in my life. And it makes me focus on all the good things. That's what I dwell on now. Penny and I talk so many times. We see our kids and grandkids growing up, and I remember first birthday. I remember all those wonderful things like that. You know, you're going to have some unfortunate situations in your life. But I will assure you, you'll have more blessings than you will the bad things. So you're building memories now, and hopefully those memories, amen, the most important memory is that you gave your life to Jesus Christ, as Brother Jim said. You know, when I read books, you know, chapters, you get in one chapter, and then you find sometimes intrigue, you find danger, you find love, you find happiness, you find all of those things. But I love the books that end on the very last page of the last chapter, and they lived happily ever after. If you're a Christian, no matter what you're facing in this journey, on your last page, they lived happily ever after. Not here, but in that glorious place that Jesus has prepared. Amen. We've already prayed. Jim prayed. And so we're just going to dismiss you in prayer tonight. We're just going to say, Lord bless you, keep you until we meet again or until Jesus comes. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Love each and every one of you. Praise the Lord.